Broadcasting from the Dickies Barbecue Pit Studios in St. George, Utah, this is 101.9 and 99.1 Dave FM. Broadcasting from the Dickies Barbecue Pit Studios in St. George, Utah, this is 101.9 and 99.1 Dave FM. Dave FM runs on electricity. Dave himself runs mainly on Dickies Barbecue and Ice Cream. Dave FM runs on electricity. Dave himself runs mainly on Dickies Barbecue and Ice Cream. Dave had Dickies Barbecue for lunch but forgot to pick up some napkins. The buttons in here are pretty sticky. Dave had Dickies Barbecue for lunch but forgot to pick up some napkins. The buttons in here are pretty sticky. Dave is just like Dickies Barbecue. Both offer lots of variety and both smell like spare ribs. Dave is just like Dickies Barbecue. Both offer lots of variety and both smell like spare ribs. Hotter than a plate of jalapeno cheddar kielbasa at Dickies Barbecue. This is Dave FM. Hotter than a plate of jalapeno cheddar kielbasa at Dickies Barbecue. This is Dave FM. Fun fact, Dave takes all his dates to Dickies Barbecue. That way, if the date goes bad, he still gets a fantastic meal out of it. Fun fact, Dave takes all his dates to Dickies Barbecue. That way, if the date goes bad, he still gets a fantastic meal out of it. Dave had Dickies Barbecue, so his fingers are pretty sticky. He has to push all the buttons with his nose. Oh, Dave. Dave had Dickies Barbecue, so his fingers are pretty sticky. He has to push all the buttons with his nose. Oh, Dave. Dickies Barbecue is the proud sponsor of Dave FM. Dave is the proud sponsor of pulled pork sandwiches. In business talk, that's called synergy. Dickies Barbecue Pit is a proud sponsor of Dave FM. Dave is a proud sponsor of pulled pork sandwiches. In business talk, that's called synergy. Dave is sponsored by Dickies Barbecue Pit. That explains why Dave takes three-hour lunch breaks. Dave is sponsored by Dickies Barbecue Pit. That explains why Dave takes three-hour lunch breaks. Dave used to drive to Dickies Barbecue in between each song, then drive back to push play on the next one. Good thing they do catering now. Dave used to drive to Dickies Barbecue in between each song, and then drive back to push play on the next one. Good thing they do catering now. Dave got caught sneaking Dickies Barbecue spare ribs into the movie theater. Was totally worth it. Dave got caught sneaking Dickies Barbecue spare ribs into the movie theater. Was totally worth it. The studio smells like a three-meat plate from Dickies Barbecue. Best air freshener ever. The studio smells like a three-meat plate from Dickies Barbecue. Best air freshener ever. Once upon a time, there was a radio named Dave and barbecue named Dickie. I love that story. Once upon a time, there was a radio named Dave and barbecue named Dickie. I love that story. Fun fact, on Dave's birthday, instead of a cake, Dave got a huge sandwich from Dickie's Barbecue instead. Of course, frosting, it turned out to be a weird idea. Fun fact, on Dave's birthday, instead of a cake, Dave got a huge sandwich from Dickies Barbecue instead. Of course, frosting, it turned out to be a weird idea. Dave always keeps a Dickies pulled pork sandwich in his wallet, you know, just in case. Fun fact, Dave once got married just to have Dickies Barbecue Pit cater the reception. The annulment party the next day was even crazier. Fun fact, Dave once got married just to have Dickies Barbecue Pit cater the reception. The annulment party the next day was even crazier. Dave FM goes great with a three meat plate from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Dave FM goes great with a three meal plate from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Dave spills Dickie's barbecue sauce on his shirt just so he has some for later. Genius. Dave spills Dickie's barbecue sauce on his shirt just so he has some for later. Genius. More of Dave's music is on the way from the Dickie's Barbecue Pit Studios. More of Dave's music is on the way from the Dickie's Barbecue Pit Studios.